It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
The Buffalo Bills are not the same team that they've been in the past. Starting from the secondary, you think of Tre'Davious White, you think of Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer.
Fires over the middle and looking for his receiver. It's intercepted. Picked off and coming the other way is Jamarcus Ingram up the right sideline. Still on his feet and finally tackled in Miami territory at the 36.
We talk about the dominance that that defense has had over the years over Tua and Tyreek Hill and company. A lot of that had to do with those two all-pro safeties.
Looking over the middle, pressure coming, has to heave it, and it's intercepted. Coming the other way and going for six is Jamarcus Ingram for a touchdown. Tua's third pick of the night.
Then you think about Josh Allen, and he's dealing with new talent around him. He doesn't have the Stephon Diggs. He doesn't have the Gabe Davis.
Back to pass. Allen wide open to Cook in the left flat, racing to the end zone. Is he in? Yes, he is. The Cook has found the kitchen. Handoff goes to Cook, and he sails into the end zone for his second touchdown of the game. Handoff goes to Cook, and a work through the middle, through a hole, and into the secondary. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, flips into the end zone for the touchdown. His third touchdown of the game.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right.
What a night.
Victory Friday. What a night.
The rare Victory Friday. Although, I don't know how rare it is. No. Allen is 7-0.
And one more. Thursdays. One more is the all-time mark, which means we should be calling him Mr. Thursday Night. Although
put
last
that
night,
on the Pro Football Reference
that's right,
page.
Mr. Thursday
Mr.
Night.
Mr. Thursday Night.
But this wasn't exactly one where it's all about Josh Allen. Of course, he's a big part of it. Game balls all around. It is a day. Here you go, Bills fans. Here's what my suggestion to you. You know, you like to argue about things. We like to argue about things. Something goes your way and you want to puff your chest out and talk a little trash. Today's the day to text your friend that doesn't think Sean McDermott's any good. Because
yeah.
The that's, defense, that's right. The Bills defense, it's...
What was the best meme of the night about the Bills defense? Was it, I think, Mina Kimes had a meme where it was like the guy from South Park who's getting beat up, and the meme is, I didn't hear no bell.
Yep.
It's like, that's the Bill. She's like, that's the Bills defense every year.
Every year. Terrell Bernard's out. Okay. No more touchdowns.
It's like, oh, Baylen Spector's playing now.
Absolutely incredible. A masterclass from their defense. And watching Miami, they ran the ball well. Okay.
Yeah.
They ran the ball really well. Anybody care? They ran the ball because Well, they have Devin Achane, who was great, and they threw to Achane. Achane had more fantasy points than James Cook, by the way.
Did he? That's you know why? Did you look at the final box score?
Seven catches.
He had 29 touches.
Yeah,
and Cook had 12, and it was pretty close.
Right, Cook had 26 or whatever your system is at halftime, and then the Bills just basically ran for the bus, the good kind though, because let's get out of Miami. Tua, the concussion, it'll overshadow a lot of this game. We'll talk about that as well. Horrible. His fourth diagnosed concussion of his NFL and college career. Probably way more than that. The montage they showed during the game was at least three, maybe four. So, bad news on Tua. Our phone lines are open, though. 803-0550. Man, it is hard not to feel like Miami season is over. And I also feel like, Joe, it's not the first time we've sat here and talked about the Bills beating the Dolphins and saying, well, I think their season is over because that's what this looks like. What are you? You're 1-1 and your starting quarterback is now going to be out for an extended period of time, unfortunately. But it's a matchup league. It was a million things to say. This team, not just Josh Allen now, Sean McDermott is in Mike McDaniel's head. Sean McDermott, masterclass against Mike McDaniel. Now, there's going to be a lot today about how, you know, you might say the Dolphins are frauds. That's one of the things about this, Joe. I think they are good, and that's what makes this so impressive to me. I think McDaniel is really good. And for the Bills coaches, defensive coaches, to run circles around them is a testament to how good they were yesterday and how good they are. And they, one of my main thoughts looking forward is if the Bills get that kind of one-game dominance in the postseason from McDermott, then they're going to beat anybody. McDermott and Babich, you just can't say enough. They're missing so many pieces. Nothing on the defensive line, which was incredible again.
Although Casey Tuhill's out there playing like half the snaps. Like, what? Add him to the list of just like who's out there for them? I mean, 2 years ago, who were they lining up against the Dolphins? It was Hyde and Poyer and Tre'Davious White, and it was Vaughn at the beginning, maybe. Although I don't know how him and Trey ever overlapped. And last night, it's Casey Tuhill, Baylen Specter, Dorian Williams, Jamarcus Ingram, Damar Hamlin is out there on the field. Like, it looks like a preseason defense. And it just doesn't matter.
And Tyreek Hill can't get a pass down the field.
That is maybe. Is that not the most impressive part of it? I mean, that he had 19 yards when Tua went out, I think. We were around that. Just how do they have the answers for them every single time?
Here's how. Chris Brown, who had the play-by-play of the game last night. We'll talk to him on Monday. He's getting the day off. They got home late. At least the day off from us. Since Sean McDermott was hired by the Bills, he just tweeted this out, make it the stat of the day right off the bat. Buffalo has given up the fewest 20-yard plays in the league, 32 fewer than any other team since McDermott got hired.
Yep.
Who is the master at not giving up the big play since he got hired? It's Sean McDermott.
Yep.
Whether that's Bobby Babich, Leslie Frazier, or McDermott. We've had three different play callers for this defense in the McDermott era, and he is consistently excellent. And a team that is made out of big plays, Jalen Waddle had a 21-yard catch. That was the biggest play they had in the pass game.
Did you see Yards Per Pass tweet about this last night, comparing it to Cuse, to Syracuse? It was the best analogy.
The 2-3 zone?
Yeah. Miami's offense is like the Syracuse 2-3 zone used to be. You rarely see it. If you rarely see it, it really bleeps with you. But if you've seen it a lot, you know all the tricks, and it becomes much easier to play against.
Yeah.
That might be the Bills' defense. That might be the Bills against the Dolphins. Is, yes, the Dolphins' offense is impressive, and it's really hard to go against because it's so different. All the what was working for them in the first half was they were running jet sweeps. I'm like, you know, 10 years ago, Bill Cowher is watching this offense right now going like, what am I watching? This is a trick play offense. Like, this isn't football.
It was a big-time finesse half from them.
Yeah, like, but it was kind of working, but... You know, to what extent? They were averaging 4.9 yards per play when Tua left the game. Like, it wasn't working that much. I think he got unlucky with the first pick, but definitely didn't get unlucky with the second pick or the third pick, whichever one. We just threw it to the sky, and it was a pick six. But that might be true. It's a tough offense if you don't see it a lot. But when you see it twice a year, and you're already the coach that is the best at not letting big plays against you, like, you're going to know how to stop it.
And isn't that a good plan if you have Josh Allen? What's the second reason the Bills are always in a game? They're always in games. You know, the whole, hey, as long as you have Josh Allen, you have a chance. That's right, because Josh Allen, with a lot of different weapons, is a big play waiting to happen. So what do? Just prevent the other team from making big plays. Mm-hmm. You've got a big play waiting to happen, and you're going to be in every game. It's why they have that record. They don't have that record of not getting beat by more than six for like 5 years only because of Allen. It's because their defense gives them a chance to win pretty much every game. Every game. When's their last outright stinker on defense? You want to say like the playoff game when they have A.J. Klein in at linebacker? Maybe. But the point is, they just don't happen. And McDermott gets his flowers today. Bobby Babich gets his flowers today. The offense, the passing game didn't really need to be great. They hit their spots when they needed to. The Josh Allen rollout pass to Ty Johnson. I mean, did a Dolphins fan soul break in that moment?
He's being covered by Jalen Ramsey on the play.
And you're throwing to Ty Johnson. Yeah.
Man, when your elite all-pro corner is... Did he kind of like fall asleep for a second on the play? Because he was covering Ty Johnson the whole play. And somehow Allen saw an open Ty Johnson against Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, if you're a Dolphins fan, like you had a lot of
your soul's broken.
Your soul was destroyed last night. But you probably would have been mad in the first place on some plays, one of which would have been, why is the Bills' third string running back catching the ball against my number one corner? Why is that happening?
Also, How about the first-string running back? James Cook, a couple things he did that you like to see that he hadn't done before. I mean, we'd seen him catch the ball out of the backfield. The touchdown pass to Cook, great catch by him, great play. Great call by Joe Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Right, a little bit of witchiness there, okay?
Yeah.
We got something there. James Cook inside the five-yard line. He got, first off, James Cook had how many touchdowns last year?
Two rushing.
How many total?
I think
four.
Was it four?
He had four touchdowns last year. He had three last night. Carries inside.
Four, he had four receiving, so,
okay,
he had six,
so
he had six total.
Yeah. He had carries inside the five-yard line. They didn't give him the ball inside the five-yard line at all last year, and now they're going to maybe do that, which could take a little bit of the heat off of Josh Allen. The only complaint you could have about last night's game altogether is if you want Josh Allen to win the MVP. help him statistically, but whatever, wins will help him.
It was kind of like the Dallas game for that, right?
Where it was like, a lot like that.
They were just running so well, and the game got out of hand. And by the time, you know, there's a whole quarter of play where it's just like it's not even the real game. Like it's just like you said, let's get to the bus. So he never was really in any need for them. They never needed him to really throw the football, except a couple of times where
Shakir made big plays.
He made a nice throw to Shakir. He made the throw to Ty Johnson. The fourth down play call that he lays out there for Cook.
Yep.
McDermott going for it on fourth and three, by the way.
Again, another thing that we normally see, and we got it. Not conservative in that spot. 803-0550, we had a Tyler pass miss.
Oh, yeah, to bring... Hold on. 614, we're I'm going to spin it in the right 30. Way.
You can't have things like making kicks at the big times or giving up a goal at the wrong time. That's the right time. That's the right time to miss.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and shank him on the driving range, buddy. That was practice.
Maybe he was he trying something at the end there? I don't know.
Who knows? 803-0550, our phone number. We'll blast through some phone calls pretty much all morning. We're wide open until Sal joins us coming up at 9 o'clock. Everyone got home late, so, you know, pushing it a little bit. It is Football Friday, and it's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. By Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way. Jeremy and Joe and your phone calls after the Bills' dominant performance in Miami. Dominance from the defense. Von Miller looks like Von Miller.
Numbers on him.
Multiple
he
times.
Is back.
He destroyed Austin Jackson on the right side.
Yep.
Lots of good signs for this Bills' defense. We'll start with Quentin in Amherst. Good morning, Quentin. Happy Victory Friday.
Happy Victory Friday, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you guys every morning before I go to work. I work at the new stadium. So I had to call today, though. Like, I'm just in such a good mood. I've been telling a lot of my friends who are – I'm a transplant from Philly, and they always talk junk about McDermott because of the playoffs. And I'm like, his injuries are always kind of what his Achilles heel. And not really, and then yesterday was proof of that because we basically rolled out people that haven't – even Baylen Spector hasn't really played at all in the preseason. And not only do they step up, but we dominate the game the way we do. And, what I want to say is McDermott is like Batman. Give him enough prep time and then just kind of watch what he does. And he proves it again and again. Like, no other coach is winning six games in a row like we did with the patchwork defense. And, like, I just really like where our coaching staff is. With Brady, we saw some wizardry out there. Josh, I feel like he's playing free again. So I'm excited for this season, honestly. And if we get healthy, then watch out.
Yeah, thanks, Quentin. Allen running the ball. Like there's the storyline. One of the stories before the game was how much he's going to run it. Cameron Wolf, he reported the Bills have asked him to, you know, pull it back a little bit, the running of the ball. But it's like the Bills know we can only ask him and get in his head so many times, but he's still going to do what he does. And in this game, he didn't have to do anything crazy. He scrambled. He slid. That's nice to see. How about that? He slid.
Did you see the quote on him scrambling that they showed on Amazon? He said, I got two guys, the smart guy and the reckless guy. And sometimes the reckless guy, you got to let him out.
That's right.
So, like, even he admitted to it. Like,
yeah.
There's two Josh Allens.
Yeah, on one shoulder, it's jump over that dude.
The devil on one shoulder.
And the other shoulder's
to
like,
jump over, and the angel on
bro,
the other.
Bro, we're up 24 in the third quarter. Slide.
Yeah, right.
803-0550. Thanks, Quentin, for the phone call. And, going to work at the new stadium. Very cool.
Yeah.
It's like, I think the numbers are there's like 700 people there a day. now working
it's
on
that
it.
Many?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize there's that many. Jeez.
And soon it will go up to like 1,000 people a day.
Wow.
Yeah. Scott in Buffalo. Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Scott.
All week long, I've been listening to Talk to Heads and all the power rankings, and everyone's thinking Bills are going to lose. Bills aren't even in the top 10 anymore. I love it. I love these wins when we're the underdog again. And no one thinks we're going to win. We're just the worst team out there. It's a rebuilding year. And when we come out and just crush a top five team, it's amazing. I love these mornings.
I wonder how many times they'll be underdogs now, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They are...
Will they ever be an underdog against Miami again? Like,
I mean, right. To be a 2.5-point underdog to Miami, that one was... Come on.
It moved 5 points from week 18 last year. Like, that was always the thing to me is, if you told me the Bills were favored by 2.5 in that game, and you're swinging it by that much here, but... Yeah, I don't know. Like, are they going to be favorites for the next... You know, there might be a couple of games that flip now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're certainly going to be favorites against the Jaguars. They're going to be favorites at Baltimore and Houston? Probably not, I would guess. Power rankings? I mean...
You're top five.
They're going to be in everyone's top five,
I've seen them
right?
in top five a lot already.
Yeah.
Wherever that is. Miami, all right. If you're in Miami today, what are you saying? A lot of things.
Oh, man, I mean...
But one of the things you're saying is...
What are you saying?
Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong.
Yeah.
An interception off the shoulder of a receiver.
Yep.
That's a tough one. The Bills' drive started inside the 40.
Yep. That's how the game starts for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tua, nice throw. You did a good job. Picked off. All right, that stinks. Then you have one where he and Robbie chosen or crossed up. Tua yep. over. Okay, now I've got two interceptions where the Bills are starting in plus territory. That's 10 points right there.
Now the Bills have a lead, yep. right? And I might want to run the ball, and maybe I feel nervy to do that, right?
And then Tua pick six, good just, night.
And the pick six is just...
It's a rookie throw.
It's like what Will Levis did on last Sunday, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's something you would expect from Will Levis.
It's something... Well, Will Levis has the arm strength to maybe even think about it as a 1% idea. In what world is Tua making that throw to anybody?
I don't even... Was he trying to throw it away? I mean, he's in the center of the field. I don't think that's what he's doing.
I don't know either. It's just... It's a horrendous play, and everything that could have gone wrong for them went wrong.
Also, before that even, they've got the ball with 3.5 minutes to go before the half and all of their timeouts... And they cross midfield with like 40 seconds left. Like what? They were so slow on that final drive before the half, which like you're down 24-7. And the Bills are going to get the ball to start the second half. And you've got 3.5 minutes. Why are you not showing any urgency on that final drive? You got to get a touchdown. Did you see Marcel Louis-Jacques tweet on that? Like he was a little befuddled by... Huh, interesting. The Dolphins kicking the field goal with 8 seconds left, their win probability actually went down.
Yeah.
87% to 84%. That's interesting because you kind of needed a touchdown on that drive, and I felt like the Dolphins played for a field goal the whole way. So I don't know if that's something that went wrong. It's just maybe that's a mental error by McDaniel that they weren't pushing. They let 40 seconds run off the clock. They're 2-minute warning. They have the ball like at the 48. 2-minute warning. They run Achan for like 3 yards. And the next play they run, there's like a minute 30 on the clock.
That's the Josh Allen effect. Aren't they trying to make sure we're the last team to score? No
at
matter
the
what.
Half and not let the Bills.
Yeah, at the half. No matter what.
Man.
Because if you said is right.
The Bills more so than even McDermott are in McDaniel's head.
That might be one case where I think they should be, though, because if you give the ball back to Allen with 42 seconds left, you know the Bills. They love their double dip like lots of teams do. And the Bills do it a lot. The Bills did it last week. If I score with too much time left, it might not be worth anything because they're going to get one right back and then get the ball. So I understand. They went way too slow, and they probably looked like they were playing for a field goal to a degree. But I think that's the Josh Allen effect. That happens to teams that play Mahomes. Let's make sure we are the final drive of the game. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Bills blow out the Miami Dolphins. Jonathan in Batavia. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Joe. Thanks for the show. I'm really happy with the win, but it's a little bit tainted by the Tua injury, and I'm really concerned about his health with all these concussions. Like, do you think there's a chance he's going to retire? I really think he should. I mean, this is like his fourth concussion. I keep wondering, is this the end of him? What do you think?
That's a tough question. I mean, there's a lot to say about it. Of course, does it? Yeah. As soon as that happened, the game became different, and it felt like there's less of a celebration about it. And then there's the immediate reaction of, what are you doing? Why would you lead with your head?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Why would you not slide? Why would you not? I've been telling you that some quarterbacks, Lamar, is taken to diving to protect his head, because there's a way to protect your head if you dive.
Yeah.
And instead he lowers his head into a defender.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know. He's probably, in that moment, you mentioned this before the show, pressing, because he knows he's playing terribly.
Yeah.
He's got to do something.
He's trying to do...
That's his Josh Allen bad shoulder guy. Like, lower your head, do something more.
He's trying to do what, like, Allen would do in that moment, right?
Yep.
And what would Allen do in that moment? Allen's down multiple touchdowns to a division rival, and he's not playing well. What would Allen do?
Allen would lower
his shoulder and try to run through the guy, yep. But... That's why it's got to be, man, tough for him to play the sport he plays with the injury history he does, because you're in the heat of the moment, right? Like, you're reacting to how the game is going. You're just playing football, and it's tough to think that quickly. So he's just playing football, right? Like, he's just reacting to how the game is going, but he can't play football like everybody else can play football. And that was the proof of it, right? Like, he goes down, and like instantly it's just it looks like the Bengal game, right, where his arms are the way they are.
The fencer's response.
He did say, you know, like, to the career question, like, I don't know. The best I could do for you on that is he did admit after the 2022 season he considered retiring.
And the good
if he considered retiring then, and now he's got another one that might be really bad, like, I don't know.
The good news is he got paid. So good for him. Like, he got paid. He doesn't have to play ever again, and with injury guarantees, and we're talking hundreds of millions, he's still going to get. So if he does decide to step away,
I think I saw maybe it was Nick Wright that even pointed out that if he retired tomorrow, he would get $93 million, no questions asked.
There you go.
Yeah.
803-0550. Do they call Tannehill? I mean, that might be the move. Their season is over. Skylar Thompson. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, they can't play him. No.
We'll be back in a snap. It's time for a break. Back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. We'll get you some stats of the game. Bills win. They move to 2-0 and come home for what's going to be a juicy Monday night game. It feels like the swagger's back. You know, even though we got a call saying, I like being underdogs, that kind of win is going to get people's chest out quite a bit, as this team in transition looks to be pretty strong right about now. Jeremy and Joe on a Football Friday. Give us a call. Open lines, 803-0550 on WGR.
Tua back to pass, looking deep down the right sideline. He overshot it, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Christian Benford. He overshot the intended receiver and had all time in the pocket. He just misfired, Eric. A costly INT, the second in three possessions for Tua.
Chris Brown on the call. Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. It's Buffalo Bills Football Friday after a Thursday night win. Next up, a Monday night football game.
A lot of days in between.
Forever until they play a game. It's a little bit like, so I was thinking about this. The Chiefs played in the NFL kickoff, and the Bills have played twice since.
All right. Yeah.
We're waiting to see the second version of the Chiefs. They played forever ago, and that's going to be what it feels like for the Bills. Like, we're going to watch everybody else pretty much play twice before the Bills play again, which is Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy and Joe, the Bills win. The defense looks great. Allen to Ty Johnson, arguably the play of the game. There's also the James Cook touchdown run, blowing by Jordan Poyer. You know, hey, we loved Jordan Poyer when he was here. Plenty of people say that guy might have lost a step, might not have the speed. And as that touchdown's going in, you might say, I remember that Jordan Poyer. Speed.
Yeah.
Speed's going to get him on the angle. It happened with this team even when he was really good. He wasn't exactly the fastest guy, but, you know. How about Poyer's game? He had that, and he had a penalty. He led with his head.
Yeah, a couple times. He got flagged on it the once on Shakir, right, in the middle of the field. There was another one where he shot in like a missile to try to blow up James Cook on like a short run, and Cook like kind of got up and was jawing at him, like smiling about it, like all right, like we're gonna throw hits like that. And then I think that was maybe right before, or like that was the drive before he ran by him for the touchdown.
Maybe he goes to Miami to try and change things how they play against the Bills, and guess what? now you're in the bad place, Jordan Poyer. You're in the bad place. You're pressing and trying to do too much because you're on a team that cannot keep its head above water against this Bills team. The Dolphins are just totally overmatched. I think their coach is good, but McDermott has the antidote for them. Maybe the antidote is that their quarterback doesn't do anything off schedule. I mean, think about the Bills 3rd and 13. They pick up that play with Ty Johnson on that pass.
Yeah.
I mean, that play does not happen with Tua. It's not in the playbook.
Right.
I mean, technically, it's not in the Bills' playbook either. It's just a scramble play. But Allen makes plays five times a game that Tua might not make five in a season. And that is very limiting.
Yeah.
You mentioned that they're like a trick play offense. They were definitely feeling themselves some globetrotter passes and flips.
Yep.
And Tua had a pretty impressive one. Vaughn right in his face, little option shovel forward almost. Tua, no look.
Yeah, was Tua's passer rating as a lefty worse than as a double hand passer and as a righty? Because he completed that shuffle pass with his right hand, and then there was the other one, was like the two-handed touch pass, where he's even a forward pass, he just kind of touches the ball and leaves it there for Tyreek Hill to like just scoop it up as he's passing by. Man, I like McDaniel a lot. I love him as a coach.
But he's out of his depth with McDermott.
How do you feel great about the whole build if there's just one team that it's even different than like the Bills Chiefs, because you at least have the regular season games that prove like, okay, I can beat them here. I know what it looks like to beat the Chiefs. I just haven't done it when it counts the most. The Dolphins, like, you don't even know what it looks like. You don't know what it looks like to beat the Bills with this team, with this build. From the Bills angle, like, it's really interesting, like, because of all the expectations and like the transition year stuff and the Dolphins, you know, being a favorite in the game. To win that way with all of that is super cool and interesting. But I am so fascinated by the Dolphins element of it this morning, because I feel like if you're the owner, if you're the fans, if you're the GM, if you're the coach, if you're Tua, just everybody involved, it feels like maybe your whole thing just ended last night.
He's got an extension through 2028. I think they'd be nuts to fire him, but I don't know where it's going. I tweeted out this phrase yesterday. Remember quarterback purgatory for the Bills, right? When the quarterbacks were okay, not great, too good to tank, blah, blah. Quarterback purgatory. The Dolphins are in upper purgatory of the NFL world. Hey, we make the playoffs. Great. Congratulations. You're stuck in this space, and it's the Bills that are holding you there. If the Bills aren't in their way, I love the stat from last night where by winning last year in the finale, the Bills sent the Dolphins to Arrowhead where it was -4. Had the Bills lost that game, the Dolphins would host a game where it was 86 degrees.
Right.
The Bills beat you, and your punishment was having to drop 90 degrees in game temperature. 803-0550. Yeah. On the game, on the landscape, it's the kind of game that I just think you celebrate your defense and how great it played. James Cook ran the ball really, really well. Seeing notes from Joe B. at The Athletic that they did not run a lot of 12 personnel. You did not see Kincaid and Knox on the field together at all in the first half. And that might be because Kincaid picked up an injury. That was in the first half. Kincaid got his bell rung.
Yeah, there was a drive and a half maybe where he never went out there. The three and out they had in the second quarter, like he didn't play any of those three plays and then missed the start of the next one, I think.
Yeah.
But he got back out there for the second half, right? Didn't he catch a route in the flat, going the other way? He got the same pass all night, right?
Yep.
Was every one of his four catches like a little screen or like route out on the flat, and then he would like make something happen yards after catch.
Yeah.
He's good yards after catch.
Yes, he is.
Like every single one of those, he probably
falls forward 5 yards.
Yeah, more than he should have got.
Jeff and Cheektowaga next up. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning. First, McDaniel, you could see the visible frustration by the second quarter. Like, the Bills, McDermott are in his head. The Bills, the way they pick up guys, I mean, having McDermott and Bean together and just being able to, like, focus and find these fill-in players, it's the key to success because you're always going to have injuries and you always need guys, and they always find guys. I mean, all of them, Ingram, Lewis, all. Even Hamlin is one of them. I mean, he was a nobody, and he's fine. I mean, I don't know. I'm so impressed with them.
Yep. This is a season that their depth is supposed to be not as good, and that might be true, that their depth is not as good. But the system, man, you know, here's – I'm going to go far out on a limb here, kind of, or people, you know, the Patriot way was a big load of crap the whole time. The process for McDermott, if we only isolate it to, if you play for his defense, you're not going to give up big plays. That's legit.
Yeah.
They don't give up big plays, period.
No matter who plays.
Who's going in.
Who plays corner.
Right.
Yeah. Or safety. Now,
you know, have they given up the occasional big play? Sure. But we had the stat earlier from Chris Brown. Since he's been hired, the fewest big plays of any team in the league by 32.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the Bills gave up 31 consecutive 20-yard plays. They'd still be the best since 2017
right.
at not doing that. 803-0550.
Well, do you see how they played? Like, what is the system? Like, there's sure I'm sure more stuff about how they pick up Hill and like how they treat different sides of the ball differently. But there was one play that I think signified it where it was Tua to Achan out on the flat. And remember this play? Benford slips and Achan goes for like 13 yards. They show the replay. What is the play? It is maybe the epitome of what the NFL is doing right now, which is you take your little stuff, take your run game, take your little dump offs to the side here, because they showed the over-the-top replay on the Amazon broadcast, and the snap. Tua takes the ball, and all seven Bills that are in coverage immediately back up to the first down line. It's like first and 10, and there's no Bill in the first down zone. Like, everyone is behind the 10-yard marker, and it's basically, okay, you're going to throw it to Achan in the flat, and I'm just going to come up and tackle him for hopefully 4 yards, but maybe it'll be six, right? But I'm going to dare you. Go ahead, take it. And why does he get 12? Because Benford slips. Like, that is that the whole thing? Just, we are going to be back here. You go ahead. Take your dump offs. Take your run game. We're going to bet that you're not going to do that the whole game, that you're going to get bored of it, or you're going to try to take a shot, and we're going to be ready for it when you do.
How much of that is because right now their ability to get after the passer looks legit?
Yeah.
You rush four.
That's true.
You've got Rousseau on one side. Oliver had a great game.
And then
Von Miller looks like the day they signed him. He really does.
I was asking for like 60% of what he was, and he might be 95.
If these were Von's first two games
yeah.
after signing that contract, we'd be like, oh, that's why they got him.
Yeah. So Next Gen Stats had this on Von. Von Miller generated all four. He had four pressures last night. All four pressures in a sack on only 14 pass rush matchups in the game against their right tackle, Austin Jackson. And this is the stat. Every one of his pressures got to the quarterback in under 2.5 seconds. Miller's 2.1 second average time to pressure is his fastest in the game since 2021.
Listen. If they can, everyone knows this, right? Like the Giants in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, everyone wants to rush four. If they can just rush four, and against an offense that's designed to get the ball out quick, like how good can the defense be? And, you know, you're mentioning seven guys dropping back. If you watch, go back and watch the first pick from Jamarcus Ingram on the deflection, right?
Yeah.
It looks like the Bills have 14 defenders on the field. The ball gets tipped in the air, and you think, how can there be that many people on the screen?
Yeah.
How many defenders do the Bills have?
I'm watching it right now. There are, in the frame, there are two Dolphins and one, two, three, four, five. There are six Bills in
how
the frame.
How is that possible?
I don't know how that's possible either.
803-0550 to join us an absolutely tremendous, tremendous Thursday night victory Friday. 2-0. Man. We'll keep Tua in our thoughts as we're, you know, doing a lot of victory parades today, victory Friday, but hoping for the best. I mean, I think a lot of Bills fans appreciate him, like him on some level. He's thanked Bills Mafia for donating to his cause in the past, so, you know, thinking of Tua today. Jeremy and Joe, it's Football Friday. We're taking your calls at 803-0550. Sal, not until 9 o'clock. Let them sleep and taking calls right up to then. So join us here on WGR.
Back to pass, fires over the middle, and looking for his receiver. It's intercepted. Picked off and coming the other way is Jamarcus Ingram up the right sideline. Still on his feet and finally tackled in Miami territory at the 36. It deflected off the intended receiver and right into the waiting arms of Ingram.
Awesome. Hat trick. He's been working hard. You know, each year he's gotten better. Seems like each week he's getting more comfortable and confident. You know, he's been begging for some goal line runs, and we gave it to him. And he got his touchdown down there, the long one. And then he found a way on that the first touchdown in the first quarter there. So can't be more happier for him and more proud of him. And, you know, he just continues to make plays for us.
Josh Allen on James Cook. The cook was in the kitchen last night. James Cook last year had four carries inside the five-yard line. Four on the year. He has two this year already, so there's a little fantasy note.
Begging for it.
Yeah. That slice of audio from the locker room brought to you by Picasso's Pizza, your game day tailgating headquarters. I am the quarterback. We just heard from the quarterback there. Brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business, so you don't have to. Our business is protecting your business. I don't think Josh Allen's won an AFC Offensive Player of the Week. James Cook might.
Could Jamarcus Ingram?
Defensive player of the week could be Jamarcus Ingram,
two
definitely.
Picks, a pick six.
Uh-huh. Yep. Jamarcus Ingram had two interceptions. The only Bills players with more catches than Jamarcus Ingram were Khalil Shakir and Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah.
Ingram had two catches.
From the group chat, quickly, yesterday during the afternoon, someone in our group chat said, you know, I'm starting to get more nervous about this game, thinking about the fact that there are going to be two UB Bulls going up against Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And we were all after him a little bit with the horns up last night.
Yeah.
With Ingram getting the two picks.
Two picks. Jamarcus Ingram. He showed out at camp. Like, he was a guy that if you went to camp, you noticed him quite a bit. He's a physical corner, and good for him to get rewarded
and
like that.
He was playing the nickel a lot last night again with Johnson out.
So two picks for Ingram, a pick six. The Bills defense, just another incredible game. Skyworks, stats of the game. They're brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. We have to get a break in. We have full phone lines. We will get to you. Kurt, Jim, Doug, Gina, Ken, Kyle, we're going to talk about all the issues you want to bring up, the defense. Well, Keon Coleman in here, I see, on the list of things to talk about. Let's do it. It is Victory Friday. How about that? A win, and it's the weekend. More Thursday night games. Let's do it. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Back to pass. Allen wide open to Cook in the left flat. Racing to the end zone. And is he in? Yes, he is. The Cook has found the kitchen on a 17-yard touchdown reception.